Welcome to She Can, the podcast, where the goal is for you to leave each episode feeling empowered to go after what you want and knowing that if she can, so can you. Let's get started. Hi friend, I hope you're well. I want to talk to you today about the power of a goal and the power of having a goal to work towards, because recently I have set two big goals in my life. One of them is signing up for my third Hyrox challenge, which is a fitness challenge, and I've not even done my second one yet. I'm doing my second one in 3 weeks in Dublin, and my third one is in Glasgow in March next year. And the other goal that I've set is a big business goal. So Hyrox, first of all, that wasn't that big a deal because I have already done one, and my second one I'm currently training for, and all of my friends were doing the third one, so there's no way that I could watch them all do the Glasgow Hyrox and me sit in the house. I'm just not that kind of girl, to be honest. I just really wanted to do it with them, so I signed up. And honestly, for me, in terms of fitness, it's always so important to have a goal to work towards, because my natural habitat is honestly Netflix and Ben and Jerry's. If I was left unattended without any goals, without any focus, without any vision, I would slip into that. I would slip into the bad habits, as honestly I think most of us would. And I think there's this perception when you look at people who go to the gym, when you look at people who are disciplined around their fitness, when you look at people who have adopted healthy habits, you think that it's easy for them. You think that it comes naturally for them. You think that they must be so motivated all the time. Where do you get the motivation from? And the answer is they don't get motivated every day. They don't feel motivated every day. They sometimes have to drag their bottom out of bed to get into the gym to actually move their body, even when they would rather press snooze on the alarm clock. And the difference is discipline versus motivation. And discipline is really freeing, because when you master self-discipline, you feel good in so many different areas of your life. And every time you do something that you think is hard, you're putting that checkbox in the column that says, yes, I can. You're putting one more entry in the yes, I can bucket. You're building up your self-esteem and your self-confidence every single time. So by setting a goal, you're declaring that intention. You've got clarity around what you're doing. So then you've got a training plan. So you make up a training plan. So then you work backwards and you think, how many training sessions do I need to put in order to be able to manage this event on this date? And then magic starts to happen. You start to go into the gym earlier than you would normally. You start to spend longer in the gym than you would normally. You start to be able to lift heavier weights and push heavier things and pull heavier things and run faster, because you're thinking of that checkbox, one more check, one more check, one more check. And then the compound effect is introduced. And the compound effect is the effect that happens over time when you're consistent with anything. There's a book called The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, which I haven't actually spoken about recently on this podcast. It's a massive favourite of mine. And the concept is that for everything you do, every single time you do it, it's either taking you on the success curve or the failure curve. Now, one missed gym session is really not the end of the world. It's not a big deal. Just do it again tomorrow. Two missed gym sessions, still not the end of the world. Three and four and five and six and seven, and then a week and another week and another week. That can all build up and have that compound effect. And before you know it, you've taken yourself from the success curve working towards your goal, and you're now heading away from your goal because that's kicking in. That compound effect is kicking in. It's the same with eating a burger, for example. One burger every now and then is not going to make or break your health. A burger every day over time is going to be quite disastrous for your health. And that's taking you from the success curve to the failure curve. So everything in life is easy to do, easy not to do. That's the phrase that Jeff Olson uses in The Slight Edge. Easy to do, easy not to do. So when you have a goal and then you break it down and then you think about your daily tasks, the daily activity that you have to do in order to reach the goal, you just have to think to yourself, it's easy to do, easy not to do. And every time you choose easy to do, in the example of going to the gym, then you're putting yourself back on the success curve. Every time you look at a burger and you think, easy not to do, then you put yourself back on the success curve. You have the opportunity to get yourself on that success curve by those tiny decisions, those tiny choices that you make every single day. It's not the big things that count. It's the tiny actions and the tiny choices that you make in your day-to-day life that really build up and that really, really matter. So think of it as one more tick in the column of yes, I can, every time you do anything toward your goal. But that's just the power of setting a goal, because I am currently training for this event in a way that I would never be training myself for in the gym. There's no way I'd be doing some of the stuff that I'm currently doing in the gym. There's no way I'd be training at the frequency and the intensity that I'm training for now if I didn't have a goal. So sometimes we're nervous to set goals because what if we don't achieve them, and what will other people think, and what if you don't succeed? But actually, even if you don't, which is a possibility, let's be honest, even if you don't succeed, you're going to be so much closer to the way that you would have been had you not set the goal in the first place. Because it's not just the goal and achieving the goal that matters, it's the process and the journey that takes you from that decision moment to the actual achievement of the goal that is really important. It's the impact that has on your decisions and your planning and your activity. And something that I've heard a lot lately is, when you do one thing better, you do everything better. And that's so true for me in terms of fitness or any goal in my life, really, because when my fitness is on point, I make much better eating choices. And then when my eating choices are on point, I have much more energy to then be better with my family. And then when I'm better with my family, I'm carving out time more carefully to focus more on my business, and my focus is there because I'm fueling myself well and I'm eating the right food and I'm energetic because I've moved my body, and it all interlinks. It's all a network. And I think often we put ourselves off goals because we think, well, if I achieve that goal, everything else has got to go to pot. But really, it can be the opposite. It can help you achieve other things in different areas of your life. It can give you the confidence to know that if you can achieve this one, then you can achieve that. If you can get yourself into the gym every day, then there's no reason why you can't promote to the next level in your business, or there's no reason why you can't smash through that income goal that you have, or there's no reason why you can't get that promotion that you're interviewing for. You are a direct outcome of the choices that you make and the decisions that you make and the goals that you set. And without setting goals, you will float through life, which is what I do when I don't have a goal. Float, float, floaty, float. And then what I know, weeks have gone by, months have gone by, and I've not actually moved forward in many areas. So that's why goal setting is so important. And the other goal that I have set for myself recently is a big business goal. And honestly, this one I've been hiding from a lot over the past year because it is big. It's a big jump for myself and for our team in our health and wellness business, and it does feel scary. And I actually thought about it. The company that I'm with released an incentive related to this goal, and the incentive came out and my initial reaction was, oh, there's no way. There's no way I can do that. It's too far. I look at the numbers and the numbers don't look likely, and the activity doesn't look likely, and the sales don't look likely. So initially I put myself off it. And then I heard from a few of my colleagues who had the same reaction as I did. And they said, I'm not really there yet. I don't think it's possible. It just doesn't reflect where we are. And I thought, right, okay, yeah, you're right. I don't think it's for me either. And then one person said, actually, no, I'm going to do this. It doesn't look likely. It doesn't look particularly achievable. However, I believe that by setting the goal and putting myself out on the skinny branch, naked, terrified, that people will follow, and people will say, okay, if you're brave enough to do that, then I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. And then she did that, and her team were so excited. They were so excited by the possibility of them all achieving this big goal together that they started putting out their goals for different things that they were going for. And then the excitement and the possibility and the opportunity that generated was just electric. And I heard from that friend and I thought, oh, come on, Meg, maybe you can do this. And then I spoke to another friend who said, I'm doing it. I am doing it. Again, it doesn't look likely, but if we don't go for it now, when are we ever going to go for it? This incentive is here. Let's just push now and see what happens, because if we don't push, how do we expect our teams to push? Because sometimes as a leader, you are telling people that you can do it, go, 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 you can achieve anything you want. But then when it comes to you personally achieving certain things, it's different, isn't it? Because your own stories come in, and then your own self-limiting beliefs come in, and then your own identity comes in and tells you, who do you think you are? Do you actually believe that you can do that? And you start focusing on that evidence that goes towards the other side. You start thinking about the evidence of all the reasons why you can't do this instead of the reasons why you can, and your brain can run away with you. And that's easy to knock out as an outsider looking into someone else's business and someone else's goal. And you can say anything is possible when you set your mind to it. With the right mindset, you can achieve anything you want. And that's so simple to say as an outsider. But in this moment, for me, in my own business, with my own personal goal, I thought, I had to sleep on it. I slept on it overnight and I was so tempted to say, yeah, okay, I'm in. But then part of me was pulling back, because what if it doesn't work? And what if you get everyone excited and then it doesn't happen? And then all of the stuff of the day that really doesn't matter. And at the end of the day, when you really drill down to that, what is that about? Fear, probably. Fear of failure, probably. Fear of what people would think, probably. Does any of that matter? Absolutely not. Is any of that going to pay my bills? Absolutely not. Would it be better for everyone if I just put my own head stuff to the side and went for the blooming goal? Yes, it would be. So that's what we did. So I met another friend and I asked her if I thought she's been in the business longer than I have. She's my mentor in the business. And I asked her if she thought it was possible, and I asked her if she thought that we could do it. And of course she said, yes, yes, yes. And that's what I would have said to any member of my team who sat opposite me. But again, when you're in it and you're the person who's making the decision, it's not always as simple as it is as an outsider looking in on someone else's situation. And then I said, okay, right, let's do it. So I set the goal. I told my team about the head battle that I've had and set the goal. And it was wild, the reaction that it had. People were so happy that I had put myself out there, because they'd felt the same way. I was vulnerable about, you know, what had happened over the last year and why I'd been hiding from the goal and all of these things. And people felt the same. People felt, maybe if she's setting that goal, then maybe I could set this one. And if you're doing that, and if we're all doing this together, then maybe I could push a little bit further. And if you're saying that you're doing this amount of activity, then maybe I could do that with you. And the impact that that has on as a knock-on effect is absolutely nothing short of magic. You have the clarity about where you're about what you're doing, about where you're spending your time. When you make the decision, then a decided heart makes things happen. So you make the decision and then you take inspired action. Because you've made that decision, you go and you do the things that you need to do in order to achieve that goal. And then this is when the magic happens. Magic literally happens. People are put in your path who may help you get towards your goal. Things are put in your way that may help take you towards your goal. Opportunities land in your lap as if by magic, but it's not magic. It's because you have declared it, you have that clarity, so your brain is on that frequency of, yes, I can. It's on that frequency of authenticity, because you've decided that you have what it takes to do this. You've decided, you've been totally open, totally transparent, and you've decided that you have what it takes to do this. And actually, I was at an event recently by Just Jill Coaching, her name is on Instagram. I'll put a link to her Instagram on the show notes. But Jill Ritchie is her name, and I was at an event of hers at the weekend. It was absolutely brilliant. I'll tell you more about that on another podcast, or maybe I'll ask her to come onto this podcast and tell you all about it herself. But she spoke about authenticity, and authenticity is something that she actually shared in an email this morning, that there's new research that's been released. So we've always thought that love is the highest frequency, love has the highest vibration. But actually, according to the Spain scale of emotion, the most powerful frequency to leave the human body is not love, it's actually authenticity. So basically, Spain took 25,000 participants and took them in a room to measure the frequency coming out of the human body. And authenticity was measured to be 4,000 times more powerful than love. Isn't that incredible? So obviously love is incredible, but when you have authenticity, when your words are true and you believe what you say and you're being your own authentic self, you will vibrate at the highest frequency there is. So relationships are better when you're in authenticity. Joy is felt more deeply when you're in authenticity. Manifesting is a breeze when you're being authentic. And goals can be achieved when you're being authentic. So take care to set the right goal for you. Take care to set a goal that really you believe in and you're absolutely behind, because sometimes I believe we put goals out into the world that someone else has encouraged us to do, and we don't actually believe that we're going to do it, or we don't actually even care that much if we do it. We're not fully behind it. So you have to be authentic with the goal that you set, and you have to want it yourself. And then you have to surround yourself with people who will help you make it happen. Surround yourself with those people who say, I'm doing it, I'm doing it. Let's do it together. Let's make a plan. I'll meet you in the gym at 6 o'clock in the morning. Let's text each other when we've done the activity. Let's keep each other up to date with the productivity that we have. Let's tell me how you go on once you do that interview. Let me read your course once you've written the course. Let me check out that event that you're running. You want to be surrounded by people who will tell you that you can do this, you can achieve this, and you have what it takes to go the extra mile in your fitness, in your health, in your wellness, and in your business, because all of it is intertwined. And when you do one thing better, you do everything better. So I hope that's helped. A little personal story of a couple of big goals that I am absolutely underway to achieving, and I've never felt more focused and more clarity around all of those things. And it's all down to the setting of the goal. I think so often we work backwards and we think, if it's a fitness goal, for example, I'll see how I get on. I'll run on this treadmill for this amount and I'll see how I get on. And if I can manage that, then I'll set the goal. No, it has to be the other way around. You set the goal first and then you will run on the treadmill and you might fall off, or you might want to faint, or you might want to be sick, or you might have to lower the speed right down to 3. It doesn't matter, because you can build it up. You can get faster. You can get more fit. When you put things in the bucket every time that tell you, yes, you can. Yes, you can. One more in the bucket. One more in the bucket. Then you start to change your belief. You start to mold your mindset into, yes, I can, instead of, no, I can't. And it's a habit, it's a discipline, but once you get in the way of it, you'll find yourself on the success curve. Remember, easy to do and easy not to do. See you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you found value in what we shared, please feel free to share it on your social media. You'll find me on Instagram at SheCanPod and at Meg McLean UK. And if you want to watch the video, you can search for She Can the Podcast on YouTube.